Things you should know about parachutes before you ever have to use one. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. It's a testament to the relative safety of modern aviation that most of us never even have to think about parachutes when we fly. If you're skydiving for sport, you'll need one kind of chute, and if you're a test pilot or learning aerobatics, you may use another. There are things they have in common, and some things you can do with one you should never do with the other. Alan Silver has been a master rigger since 1974, and in 1991 was designated as a parachute rigger examiner for the FAA. He specializes in emergency chutes and has been doing a series of safety tips for Aero TV lately. Today, he'll answer a couple of questions for us in audio format. First, what's the most common misconception about emergency parachutes?
First off, I hope nobody ever has to use the parachute. But yeah, there are, and a lot of pilots, when I train my safety seminars, I teach people to recognize certain things. I want them to make sure they understand how long it takes for the parachute to open. Many people think when they pull the ripcord, it may take 5 or 6 seconds to open, and then it takes another 5 or 6 seconds to slow down. And that's wrong. All parachutes that are certified, no matter who manufactured it, they must be fully open, going as slow as they're ever going to go. In 3 seconds or less. In reality, it's 2. So at the end of 2 seconds, if you're only 6 inches off the ground, you owe me an extra bottle of booze for saving your life. You don't get a long ride. You don't get a chance to look at the scenery. But that's one misconception. Once it's open. That's as slow as you're going to go. What will change is not the time. It's pretty consistent. But the distance it takes to open based on the attitude of the aircraft when you went out. One of my bailouts, the gentleman was going almost straight to the ground. It took 2 seconds. But he lost 600 or 800 feet of vertical loss of altitude. And a fire is an example. You can trade off maybe from airspeed for altitude, and you need to make decisions quickly because speed can build up and make it very difficult. To get out of an airplane much above 180 miles per hour is extremely difficult, if not impossible. So if you're flying a P-51, have a 300-mile-an-hour parachute, and you can't get out, which you don't really need because you're going to slow down so fast. So you need to make decisions quickly. That's what I teach in my classes and everything, and I have a lot of articles, and of course I write for Sport Aerobatics, but I have articles that will help that, and maybe it'll bring up more questions that they can ask. But that's one of the big misconceptions. And the other one is everybody sees skydiving. And they see skydivers. And what do they do just before they land? They take both hands on the handles and they pull them down because these are rectangular parachutes. They're a wing. They flare them on landing. You do not do that with a round parachute. I'm only 5'5" and shrinking. And if you're 6 foot tall, there's a good chance we'll be looking eye to eye if you pull both handles down on a round parachute. It just increases the sink rate. So that's probably one of the big misconceptions, that one's an apple and one's an orange.
More with parachute expert Alan Silver in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. The Cirrus SR22 GTS, Cirrus's premium luxury ride that has come to define Cirrus aircraft as one of the world's elite. Every dream option from supple leather seats to an exhilarating 310 horsepower performance and speed come standard, giving new meaning to the phrase fully loaded. When flying the SR22 GTS, getting there is truly more than half the fun. To learn more, call 888-750-9000 or check us out on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with parachute expert Alan Silver. Skydiving is recognized as an extreme sport, but is there any value for ordinary pilots in getting skydiving experience as preparation for wearing an emergency chute for testing or aerobatics?
A lot of times pilots will ask me that question, and I personally think it's not necessary, but if you really want to go out to your local drop zone and make a tandem or an AFF jump with the skydiving equipment, which is typically quite a bit different than your pilot rig, but they will get the feel of what it's like to actually jump out of an airplane, and some people like that because they go, wow, that wasn't as bad as I thought, and it maybe that's that one little hesitation less that makes a difference between making it and not making it. And to become familiar with the equipment. The most important thing is whatever you have, you should be familiar with it. That means when you take it to your parachute rigger, open it up, have it pull the ripcord, simulate pulling it, or if you're sending it to, say, to my shop or something, I encourage people to pull the ripcord, make sure it's packed properly because Velcro can do damage to lines and stuff. But get familiar with it. Oh, I didn't realize it had a steering handle. Oh, they're golden color or red. And get familiar with it. Any edge you can shave off and smooth out makes it that much quicker, because bailing out of an airplane, I call it a four-part procedure. The first one, I call it my oh crap. Anyhow, what do I do to get out of my airplane? Is and that's never going to change. And then it's what do I do? How do I do it? And then four, physically doing it by practicing before and after each flight, putting the parachute on outside after it's pre-flighted, and going through this whole procedure. And then go fly. And when the prop is stopped, or if it's a glider, climb out and go through the procedures how to get out of an airplane. I keep things simple for pilots. Like you holler over the pilot command, bail out, bail out, bail out. And if you go, huh? The passenger, you just become pilot in command, PIC. That's the way I look at it.
That's right.
And then get out any way you can. Then I use three words, look, find, and reach for the ripcord. Then pull the ripcord, because there's three correct ways to pull the ripcord in case you don't have the use of both arms. And then these are things that I teach and practice. And then take the parachute off and stuff. And by practicing this, you'll never get rid of the first step, but you go right to number four. It becomes muscle memory, mm-hmm. and you'll reduce your time of bailing out by 50% or more, I've discovered. And it's the same thing when you learn to fly, and the first landing you make and the first few landings, my gosh, you couldn't hear the tower. You had tunnel vision. After a while, everything expands. Your flight instructor didn't say, hey, that's one good landing. Let's go on to something else. You repeated it over and over and over, and it becomes muscle memory. And that's the same thing with anything that you attempt to do. Don't put the emergency equipment, just shove it off to the side. You need to make it part of your flying experience. So in case, hopefully it never happens, but it does happen occasionally that something catastrophic happens. And while it happens, is check your airplanes out, because the most common reason for bailing out is rudder cables letting go. Or pins jammed into the controls around the bell crank. Things that are preventable. Cell phones. Lost it 2 weeks ago. It's in the back of my plane. Prevent these things from happening, and you hope you'll never have to see your parachute in the air.
Alan Silver has been selling and packing parachutes for aerobatic and glider pilots since 1972. He's personally made over 3,200 jumps as a sport and professional skydiver. His company, Silver Parachute Sales and Service, is located in the San Francisco Bay Area. Find out more at www.silverparachutes.com. Watch for Alan's occasional safety tips in video form at aero-tv.net. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.